Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. We welcome you to our annual Christmas evening worship service. If you didn't get a program on your way in, you need to get one. They're in the back there where Cliff Green is on the chair. And you are definitely going to need that. The way that this works is we don't actually announce the hymns beyond the first hymn. We'll just depend on you to follow the sheet. And all of the congregational singing tonight will be out of the Red Trinity Hymnal. We have some great singing and some great playing in store for you tonight. And hopefully this will be a time of great worship as we're reminded once again together of the great miracle of the incarnation of the Lord of glory, Jesus Christ, being born into the world. So please turn with me in your Red Trinity Hymnal to page 214. 214 in the red, and be prepared to sing in a moment. And please stand together for our call to worship. Our call to worship this evening comes from the first chapter of the Epistle to the Hebrews. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the power of his word. Let us sing together. Let's pray together. Almighty and gracious Father, we come before you this evening to thank you for the great mystery of the incarnation. We thank you for sending into the world your one and only Son, who was born in order to save us from our sins. We thank you, Lord God, for the great blessing of knowing him as our Lord and as our Savior. We thank you for this Advent season, for these familiar carols and hymns which help us to richly remember the great miracle of the Lord of glory laying aside his heavenly majesty, condescending to be born as a child, to become the head of our redeemed race.
We pray, Lord God, that as we hear your word read, that we would be reminded once again of your everlasting love with which you have loved us. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for adopting us into your family through the work of your Son. We come before you rejoicing in all that you have done. We pray that you would be with all of those who will be worshiping you tonight here in this room and joining us online with music and with scripture. And we pray that all that we do might be done for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. And making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my Son, today I have begotten you"? Or again, "I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son"? And again, when he brings the firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all God's angels worship him."
of the angels, he says, he makes his angels winds and his ministers a flame of fire. But of the Son, he says, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of uprightness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions. People who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness, from this time forth and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." Now, the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus.
Thank you.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Thank you.
And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased."
Thank you.
When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen as it had been told them. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. O sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made known his salvation. He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God.
Our Heavenly Father, we are overwhelmed by Your grace in sending Your one and only Son, Jesus, into the world to live for us, to die for us, to be raised for us, to save wretches like us. We thank You for redeeming us through Jesus from the curse, from sin, and from death. We thank You for the great Christmas truth of adoption. We thank You that we can know that we've been adopted, that we can know that we are Your adopted children because You have sent Your Holy Spirit into our hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. By the Spirit's power, we pray that You would enable us to live as children who reflect the character of our adopted Father. For Jesus' sake and in His name we pray. Amen. Please stand together for our benediction. I want to thank all of the guys in the AV room who not only amplified all of this glorious sound and music, but streamed it live to those who are unable to be with us this evening. And I want to thank Steve Shewe for organizing and arranging everything, for A.B. Lewis for being our main piano player. Say goodbye to A.B. You won't see her again until late January. She leaves this week for Washington, D.C., and while we were in the midst of being in the presence of God worshiping tonight, the phone rang and we received a call that our dear brother Paul George and Day Springer, who is in Uganda, is very sick and has caught something and is about to take a 10-hour bus ride. And so he asks for our prayer. No better time than when we're all gathered together in the presence of God to pray for him. So please join me as we pray for our brother Paul. Our gracious God and Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are the God of all creation, that you created our life, that you sustain our lives. And we pray that you would minister now to our brother Paul George, that you would minister to his body. I pray, Father, that you would sustain him through this illness, that you would bring him to full health and heal him while he is in Uganda, that you would not allow this illness to be an obstacle in any way to the purposes for which you have sent him there. We pray that he would arrive with Jacob and Carol Lee in good health, that he would be able to encourage them and to minister to them. We pray that he would be a witness to the gospel, that he would be an encouragement to all that he meets. We pray that you would do this work for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You are dismissed.